In baseball news, already a target of Major League Baseball's drug investigation, third baseman Alex Rodriguez angered the Yankees when he obtained a second medical opinion on a strained left quadriceps this week. The Yankees intend to discipline him, most likely with a fine. Checking the scoreboard now, the Yankees split their four-game series with the Rangers after a 2-0 victory. Meanwhile, the Chicago Cubs have pulled Alfonso Soriano from the lineup, and a trade to send the outfielder to the Yankees is about complete. Elsewhere in the American League, last night's game between Tampa Bay and the Red Sox was postponed by rain. The game will be made up on Monday. It was the White Sox over Detroit, 7-4, Toronto blanked Houston 4-0, Kansas City 7, Baltimore 1, the Angels cruised ahead of Oakland 8-3, and Seattle topped Minnesota 8-2. In the National League, John Buck drove in 3 runs to lead the Mets to a 7-4 win over National League East leading Atlanta. Pittsburgh fell to Washington 9-7, San Diego outscored Milwaukee 10-8, Miami 5, Colorado 3, St. Louis bested Philadelphia 3-1, Arizona passed the Cubs 3-1, and it was Cincinnati over the Dodgers 5-2. At Saratoga Racecourse, Central Banker won the Smirnoff Sorbet Quick Call Stakes for trainer Albert Stahl Jr. with jockey Joel Rosario paying $10.40 to win. In golf news, Brandon Steele's 7-under-65 has him atop the leaderboard after the first round of the Canadian Open. In the NFL, Pro Bowl quarterback Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons have agreed to terms on a 5-year contract extension worth over $103 million. President Barack Obama invited the University of Connecticut women's basketball team to the White House next week to honor them for winning their 8th NCAA championship. Finally, newly released surveillance photos show a former New England Patriot, Aaron Hernandez, holding what authorities say appears to be a gun shortly after his friend was shot to death. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.